Chazal tell us that when Yirmiyahu HaNavi said the words of Eicha Yoshua Vadad, he gave a heter one time a year to give a krechts to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Eicha how? Normally, you're never allowed to ask. You can't even ask. Yirmiyahu said, you can give a krechts. The Rabbeinu Shalom allows it. The destruction is so great that you can ask Eicha. And it's important that we look through the lens of the events of the past year to look and see what is the Churban. All tsaris, everything that happens in this world that's painful and that's hurtful is rooted in Churban Beis HaMikdash. And there always seems to be one defining tsara. The Klal Yisrael just becomes so united and we become so wrapped up in that tzara that defines the Churban. A number of weeks ago, a Rebbe in a camp took some children out to play. In Norfolk, Virginia, and they're playing by the beach, and all of a sudden the worst nightmare happens. And the children are being pulled away by a riptide. And in the Shama Tahira, Rebbe, Reuven Bauman, Zichet Tzadik Levracha, gave up his life to go save these Talmidim. And for days, Klal Yisrael searched for him. And the Medrash says that the cry of Eicha is also the cry of Ayeka. Ayeka, where are you? The Rebbeinu Shalom searches for us just like we search for him. And there's a nechama because we found him. And the family can begin to be misabel and to mourn. Somebody told me the pasuk in Eicha says, "Ma'ideich ma'adamelach habas Yerushalayim, ma'ashavelach ma'nachameich bas Tzion, ki gadol kayom shivreich." The Churban Beis Hamikdash is Godel Kayam. It's the destruction is as great as the sea. When a Churban happens on the ground, you can commemorate it, you can memorialize it, you can quantify it. You can wrap your arms around it, you can wrap your mind around it. But the sea is so vast. And let's be honest, we wondered, would he ever be found? And what will be? Because that Churban we can't deal with. And that's the Churban Beis HaMikdash, as Moshe Shapiro says. Godel Kayom Shivreich. And we're so far removed from the Churban, 1,950 years. But the Rabbeinu Shalom sends us a little reminder. This is what it feels like for me. Rabbi Yeshaya Zilberstein was the Abbestin of Weizen. He was the Rav. At that time, they didn't have a Chevra Kedisha. They didn't have somebody to lead it. And they needed somebody to be the Reish. And the Rav stepped forward. Rabbi Yeshaya stepped forward. And he said, there's other things to do. And he said, no, I'll do it. That year, no one died under the age of 70. And they asked him, how? How is it when you became the head of the Chevra Kedisha? How is it that nobody died under the age of 70? And he says, I davened to Rabbeinu Shalom. I told him, Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm too weak. My heart can't handle those levayas. And Rabbeinu Shalom answered him. So tonight we tell you, Rabbeinu Shalom, we're too weak. We can't handle the almanis and the yisayim. We can't handle all the singles that don't have shidduchim. We can't handle our children going off the derech. It's too much. We know you want us to feel the churban, but it's too hard for us. We're giving a kracht. Eicha. Recently, there was an almana who was getting remarried. It was time for her to meet her new family. So she met with the children of her future husband, the children who would be now her children. And the oldest spoke. And he said, you know, we used to go out and play in the playground. And our mother would sit there on a park bench and she would watch us play. And then it was dark, so we were called in. And when we were called in, we knew you can't play in the playground anymore. But then when our mother got sick, she couldn't sit on the park bench anymore. And we would sit and we would play in the playground. And we looked at all the other children. And we said, look how lucky we are. No one calls us in. And then when our mother died, and we were never called in, we got scared because it was too dark outside. And so we never went out to play at all. Promise us that when it gets scary, you'll call us in so we can go out and play again. Rabbeinu Shalom, we want to be able to live in this world, to be able to serve you properly. It's so scary, and when we don't feel your presence, can't do it. There's innocent people, Yom and Belaila, in Eretz Yisrael that are under attack. There was one couple, Amichai and Shira, and she was expecting, and a terrorist attacked them. And when the terrorist attacked them, she was in her 7th month of pregnancy. She went to the hospital and she gave birth to the child, to her son, and she named him Amiad Yisrael. And then 2 days later, he died from the injuries from the attack. And that Shabbos, this young mother who just lost her son wrote a note, and she asked for it to be spread throughout Klal Yisrael. B'Shabbos Hazu, on this Shabbos, B'Shem Amichai, Ani V'Amiyad Yisrael, in the name of my husband, myself, and our son, Kol HaHoirim, all parents, Yitnu Oit Chibuk Echod, give another hug, LaYelodim Shelohem, to their children, V'Yagidu Lohem, and tell them, Shehem Oyavim Oysam, tell your children you love them. Loi mishanema. No matter what. Give a hug. And even if your child does not fulfill your expectations, and maybe you're upset with him, and maybe you got into a fight with him, tell him you know that you love him no matter what. And every year the Rebbeinu Shalom takes Gedolim away. And this year the Gadol Hador of Avas Yisrael, Rav David Trank, was taken away. He was the king of Oid Chibuk Echad Lei Neshanema. He was the one that said, I'll give you another hug and I love you no matter what. It didn't make a difference. He had Talmidim Mechalei Shabbos. Talmidim who didn't learn a word. Talmidim who didn't put on tefillin. He loved them no matter what. And now he's next to the Kisei HaKavod. And we ask the Rebbeinu Shalom, tell us that you love us no matter what. And we have to know that he does. But we live in a world of astara and sometimes we can't see it. But he loves us like Mishanema. And we have such high expectations for ourselves. And especially Yeshiva Bachrim. And sometimes if you're not perfect and you struggle, you think you're a failure. But the Rebbeinu Shalom loves you like Mishanema. Every mitzvah, every ois of Torah, every minute of Kavana, you have to believe it. When the Beis HaMikdash was around, there was an or in the world, there was a light in the world. The Gemara in Baba Basra says, Hur this kiba oiro shalaylam, Hur this extinguished the light of the world. Vahadigas tzadikim, when he killed the tzadikim, amru lei chachomim, sheyasek bebinyan hamikdash, hu oiro shalaylam. Be oisek in the Beis HaMikdash, because that is the light of the world. Everything was clear. There was an Urim Bitumin. There was no questions. There was a clarity. We saw the Anhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we never questioned once. We understood the good and we understood the bad. We understood it all. We understood that it was all good. And then when the Churban Beis HaMikdash happened, the partition went up and we could not see the light. And Yirmiyahu HaNavi speaks about Einei Tzidkiyo Iver, when Tzidkiyo HaNavi, Tzidkiyo HaMelech, went blind, they blinded him. They gouged out his eyes. Tzidkiyo was the Melech, and when Tzidkiyo was the Melech, he was the Melech, Ein Melech Belayam, he was Klal Yisrael. And when he was Klal Yisrael, and his eyes were gouged, the whole Klal Yisrael went blind. When the Churban Beis HaMikdash happened, we could no longer see with clarity. And now we're left with the Kaisel Ma'aravi. And the Svasemes says that Ma'aravi is a Lashon of Me'urav. It's mixed up. We're confused. We come to the Kaisel and we pour out our hearts. Because we're so confused. We struggle. We can't see you. We ask the Rebbeinu Shalom, please. You know, when there's an R, there's a light and it's contained and it gives off and it illuminates the room, it illuminates the world. But when that light is out of control, the Rebbeinu Shalom, it says, Vayatzis Eish B'tzion, what's the difference between a light and a fire? A fire is uncontrollable, it's not contained. It spreads wildly, there's no clarity, there's confusion. We asked the Rebbeinu Shalom, that's Rosh Tevis Miss Abel, when the fire spreads, when the fire of mass hysteria spreads, we can't see him anymore. And like we spoke today, it's about understanding what our role is and understanding that we have to have bitachon. I'm speaking in front of Yeshiva Bachrim, Chosh of a boys. I want to tell you a maisa that happened, Leil Tisha B'Av. A Bachr was uncertain whether he should learn, but there were things that were pulling him to leave learning, even though he was still capable of doing it, and going and pursuing his own interests. And he asked Rav Asher, can he meet with him? He asked Rav Asher Arieli, can I speak to you about it? When can you speak to Rav Asher? Rav Asher learns Yomim V'Layla. Rav Asher says, come to me, Leil Tisha B'Av, 10 o'clock at night. Bacher comes, he knocks on the door. When he knocks on the door, there's no answer. And he knocks again, he knows it's 10 o'clock, it's Leil Tisha B'Av. And he knocks again and again, there's no answer. He decides he's going to stand there and wait, and after 10 minutes, the door opens and Rav Asher welcomes him in. He looks at Rav Asher, his eyes are beet red, swollen. He says, I'm so sorry. I pushed, couldn't stop crying. And I had to regain my composure before I came out to speak to you. He sits down and he speaks to the Bacher and he convinces him, don't leave yeshiva, learn weiter. Learn more. Chaperein every moment you can. And the Bacher is about to leave and he says, I want to ask you something, Rav Asher says. You're probably wondering, how can I go from crying over the Beis HaMikdosh to speaking to you about leaving yeshiva? And the answer is that a Bacher that has the opportunity to learn and chooses not to, that's Churban Beis HaMikdosh. Sometimes Bacherim can't, but if you can and you choose not to, that's Kiba Oirei Shel Oilam, that's the light of the world. You are the light of the world. When the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, this is his world. You're his Beis HaMikdash. The Rebbeinu Shalom chooses sometimes that it should be Hastara. And tonight he allows us to krechts. But we have to hold on. And I want to be Messiah. The mice I heard a number of months ago. Story about a young man, Reb Sholem Eliyahu Bristowski. I was at a chasana, and I told that idea of bitachon that I spoke about earlier today. I told it over to Reban Bristowski. I had heard him speak about bitachon, and I wanted to share it with him. I wanted to share this idea with him. The idea of saying Baruch HaGever, those three psukim. And then he says, I want to tell you something. And I was at my niece's chasana. And the badekin is starting. And this is what he tells me. He says, 2 years ago, my son, Tayre Choshev Yingeman, was nifter. And it was the last day of his life. And we were in the hospital. And the doctors told us that the petir would be that day. And he told me, and it should be an aliyah and a schus for the neshama of Reb Sholem Eliyahu. And he told me the following. He said, I sang and danced for 13 hours straight. And at one point I was singing Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha. And as I'm singing Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha, one of my children came over and they said, Ta, maybe we should change the niggin. Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha. And I gathered my family around and I told them the following. I told them that our whole lives we have trained for this moment. This is the Super Bowl. This is what it's all about. Every moment we've lived as Yidden, every ounce that we've trained in Emunah and Bitachon is for this moment. If we win today, we're the champions. Let's not get stopped on the 1 yard line. Short while later, he was nifter. He told me that his wife was by the pasuk Eima Banim Smecha. Mother of children is Besimcha, Smecha, happy. At this point, I was crying. We're in the room where the Badekin is happening. And he says, I want to tell you one more thing. As my wife and I were Malave, the Mita of our son to Kvura, I said to her, if the world wouldn't think you're Meshuggah for doing it, I would tell you to dance behind the Arnin and sing Su'u Sha'arim Hashaychem. Because we're the champions. Because we did it. Because a mother that can raise a child who has yana machla for 2 years and did not utter 1 ounce of complaint is a champion. When we cry tonight, cry, that's what we're supposed to do. But don't cry and be despondent. Don't cry and give up hope. Cry and be a champion. Tonight, as a nation, we sit on the floor and we cry. But tonight, if we're mekabel the gzeiros of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter how difficult they are, then tonight we are champions. Chazon Ish writes, someone asked him, Akasha, how can it be when Yirmiyahu HaNavi said his prophecy, B'choy Sivke Balayla, that we cry together at night. Imagine Yirmiyahu HaNavi writing these words. No doubt he must have cried unimaginable tears. B'choy Sivke Balayla. But you're not allowed to write Nevuah. You're not allowed to have Nevuah. You can't have Nevuah without Simcha. How is it Shaykh? Vaistoy says the Chazon Ish, you can cry bitterly for the Churban Beis HaMikdash and at the same time be b'simcha. When a person cries, their tears make their face glow. As Rabbi Nishalim looks down at each and every one of us, and he says, my precious dear children, your faces shine tonight. I'm so proud of you tonight. I'm sorry that it hurts, but always remember that I'm holding you and that I love you. May the Rabbeinu Shalom grant us that the tears we shed tonight should build with each dema, with each tear, should be another brick. And very soon, Bekarev, we will greet Moshiach Tzidkenu, and the world will know no more suffering and pain.